Now, from the KSRM studios on King Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Kristen Faulkner has been on a whirlwind tour since winning two gold medals at the Paris Olympics earlier this year. On Saturday, she made one of her final stops before some well-deserved downtime, meeting with a small group of local residents and dignitaries in Kenai at an event put on by the Joint Kenai and Soldotna Chambers of Commerce.
It's been really busy. You know, I've been doing a lot of really great speaking events. I think it's so fun to see young athletes there and inspire the next generation.
Faulkner was presented with proclamations celebrating her accomplishment from the cities of Kenai and Soldotna and the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Mayors Brian Gabriel and Paul Whitney both announced in Kenai and Soldotna that December 28th will now be officially known as Kristen Faulkner Day. The now two-time gold medalist who graduated from Harvard left a successful career in venture capital to pursue a dream of cycling, a sport she'd never competed in before turning 24. Faulkner said she's driven by just doing what she loves.
Then I fell in love with cycling, and I think with everything I just want to be as good as I can be and push myself and challenge myself, and it's all in areas where I love what I'm doing.
The two-time gold medalist knows her success has inspired many cyclists, athletes, Alaskans, just to name a few, but says being an inspiration to kids, especially young women, is extra special.
I want young girls to know that they can be professional athletes too, and it's really all kids, you know, it's not just women, but I especially want the young women to look up and see other successful women on TV, because they don't often see professional female athletes on TV, you know, and so I think if I can inspire the young kids to look at to dream big and to see themselves as professional athletes one day, or really just achieving anything they set their mind to, that's the most exciting for me.
As for what's next, the Olympic champion says she hopes to qualify for the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles and defend her gold medals. Borough Mayor Peter Michicki outlined what he expects to see in the upcoming year. With more, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Peter Michicki, mayor of the Kenai Peninsula Borough, reflected on 2024 and provided solutions to the housing issues for the next year. So far, things are running very well, Michicki says. According to the annual survey, the borough's citizens are very satisfied with its services, including road maintenance, emergency services, and other basic services. He then goes on to say that they have a vision for 2025. Many people throughout the community have spoken out about what they want to see heading into the new year. One of them is low-cost housing. As population increases, Michicki wants more housing options available for people who build our communities. We want to bring our young people back home, where they have a future, he says.
With interest rates the way they are, that is not in reality range for young working people. Therefore, we're having a hard time getting teachers and police officers and municipal workers, people at the hospital, people that are building our communities. There's just nowhere for them to live. And I think you're going to start seeing that turnaround in 2025.
At the last assembly meeting on December 3rd, the borough was approved to purchase a piece of property right next to the Chapman Elementary School, located in Anchor Point. Michicki mentions that because Homer is so expensive, families with young children are moving up to the Anchor Point area, causing Chapman Elementary to burst at the seams.
We're looking at following students and families where they are to make sure we have the assets available for them. We're bringing as many people to the table that are willing to participate so that we make the best decision and we prepare our community for not quick, but slow and steady growth. And I think you're going to see that continue here on the Kenai.
Mayor Michicki's wish for 2025 is for citizens of the borough to stay off social media, get the facts, participate, and let us know your vision for our community. The next borough assembly will be held on January 7th of 2025 from 6 to 8 p.m. You could attend online by Zoom or by attending in person at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Administration Building located on Binkley Street. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
As warmer temperatures have reduced the amount of accumulated snow around the area, the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge has been closed to snow machine usage due to the lack of adequate coverage. The announcement was made last Friday and took effect on Monday morning at 12:01 a.m. Refuge Deputy Manager Steve Miller says refuge officials held out as long as possible, hoping for snow to fall.
We kept thinking, it kept showing up in the forecast, that we kept holding off. And you know, finally, it's no one's snow machine. Just...
Miller said that doesn't mean the refuge is closed for the season, however. A change in the weather could lead to the area reopening. If the refuge did reopen, Miller said to check the National Wildlife Refuge website for where folks can snow machine. For more information, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.